Many of Wilde's stories attracted the original readers because of their treatment of topical themes. For example, the send-up of the vogue of palm reading in fashionable circles in Lord Arthur Savile's Crime, and also his comic treatment of the differences between American and English life in The Canterville Ghost. But the question of why Wilde's stories continue to appeal is an interesting one. And I think it lies principally in the fact that Wilde doesn't make new stories. He refashions old ones. His stories do not rely for their effect simply on their topical elements. And in particular, Wilde's treatment of traditional stories is an ironic treatment. He refashions them. He inverts stories. For example, the tale in which the hero is fated to become a murderer is very common in fairy tale and legend. We find it, for instance, in a book which Wilde studied very closely and with which he was very familiar, Flaubert's Three Tales. In Flaubert's adaptation of the 13th century legend of St. Julian, Julian out hunting is struck with terror when a stag he is pursuing turns and prophesies that he will kill his mother and father. And as in all such narratives, the hero tries to escape his fate by fleeing. But Wilde's Lord Arthur Savile's Crime can be seen as a simple reversal of this old story, a comic reversal in which the hero solemnly resolves to commit the crime so he can marry his fiancée, Sybil Merton, without the doom of murder hanging over his head. Wilde's comedy also depends on a nonchalance, the nonchalance with which it registers wholly indefensible attitudes. And in this respect, he anticipates the English comic tradition, the tradition of P.G. Wodehouse and Evelyn Waugh. The spirit of disregard for the usual rules is liberating. In many of Wilde's comic tales, there is no comeuppance, no nemesis. In his ironic retelling of old tales, the effect is also, in some cases, poignant, even tragic. We see this particularly in his collection of tales, A House of Pomegranates. The Birthday of the Infanta, for example, is in many respects simply a retelling of the fairy tale encounter between Beauty and the Beast, in which there is in the end no happy resolution. The princess rejects the dwarf, who dies of a broken heart on discovering just how ugly he is. The power of Wilde's tales, his stories, lies in their open-endedness. They are inconclusive. They point in different directions. They leave open for the reader possibilities of different kinds of interpretation.